Joining together in Rome to mark the 60th anniversary of the founding Treaty of the European Union. A show of strength amid a time of turbulence. Britain absent here as it prepares to exit the bloc. The centrepiece of celebrations, the Rome Declaration, which talks of peace and unity. I will sign, my dear friends, the Declaration of Rome with a pen, he says. I should say the pen used in 1957 by Luxembourg to sign the Treaty of Rome. These are the signatures that last. The leaders put pen to paper in the Campidoglio Palace, the very same place that the six founding states signed the Treaty of Rome in 1957, launching the European Economic Community, the EU forerunner. The declaration promises to listen to citizens, and some have lots to say right now, with anti-EU protests having been planned around the anniversary event. Brexit has helped fuel Eurosceptic nationalists, challenging governments from Stockholm to Sicily. Pope Francis said on Friday the EU had achieved a lot in six decades, but was facing a vacuum of values. He condemned anti-immigrant populism and extremism, something he said posed a mortal threat to the bloc.